Act now.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, and we are coming to you live Saturday night. You don't see that a lot in Talk Radio Live weekend shows, but we're here in the studio taking your calls, and it's a show about whatever you want to talk about. However, you know, it's the top of the show, so we got to, I don't know, stick the people to the ceiling here with radical opinions. This is Mark with you.
And Gard.
Yeah, well, Gardner, this week we've had big things happening. September 11th anniversary, and of course they had the National Service Summit in New York City to talk
on 9/11 itself.
Yeah, it's quite a coincidence.
What a better way to talk about 9/11 than to remember what John McCain said about 3 weeks before when he was talking with Rick Warren. After 9/11, we didn't do enough. We weren't charitable enough. Oh, gee, really? I thought they. People gave in mass numbers. Well, apparently,
yeah, they gave to the point that the Red Cross became so bloated they were spending it on office equipment and stuff.
So the way to remember 9/11 is not to remember that the United States government failed to protect people, the civilians of America, but instead say that Americans don't do enough for national service. Perfect.
Well, I don't think that, as far as protecting, I think that there's some defense to that statement. How can one protect oneself or one's nation against people that are willing to kill themselves in order to get you?
You know what I thought was a great point when Ron Paul got up there in front of the convention that he had over in Minneapolis.
And the Rally for the Republic, going along at the same time as the Republican National Convention. Funny, it didn't get a lot of coverage.
Yeah, strange. Also
and thousands of people there.
Yeah, also peculiar that Ron Paul, who had more convention delegates than some of the people who were invited to speak, like Fred Thompson and Rudy Giuliani, was excluded.
He whooped Rudy Giuliani's, let's take it to the terrorists. He whipped him in several states.
Oh, damn right. And you know what's fascinating to me? He had to hire out that place, filled it with 18,000 people. One of the nicest things that I heard him say was remembering what happened in 9/11. He said, can you imagine if the airlines were able to decide if they wanted to have guns aboard the plane? Do you think people would have tried to take over those planes? And even if they had tried, do you think they would have been successful? I think with pretty much 90% surety, they wouldn't have even made the attempt because they would have known.
I think the one restriction should be, at least for the airline that I chose to fly on, that they use, you can bring your gun, but you have to have subsonic rounds so that they're less likely to pierce the hull.
Sure.
Not that hull piercing is like it is in the movies. I mean, everybody isn't sucked out a pinhole, like you see on the movies. That's ludicrous. Yeah. There's some depressurization.
It only happens in the Twilight Zone when John Lithgow or William Shatner is flying. I'm never going to fly with either one of those guys, man. No way. Not a chance.
I love William Shatner.
Oh, man.
He tickles the crap out of me.
So here we are, 9/11, just passed a few days ago, Mark. It's great to be here with you, by the way, on Free Talk Live. And it just strikes me, this is the way that the two major candidates for the parties are remembering 9/11 by talking
about
how
both of them were there at the National Service Summit.
And they're at this summit. First, they stop by and drop off some flowers at the site where 3,000 people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 3,000 people were killed, and the United States government didn't prevent it. So what do we have to do? Of course, rely on the United States government to protect us even more. Or rely on them even more. So then they have this national service thing. And what is the end result of it? Americans have to do more working through government for their neighbors.
You know, when I think about 9/11 and I think about, what comes to me are a couple of points is I feel like the attacks that were perpetrated on 9/11 by those terrorists, those criminals, were instigated by the United States government's foreign policy of, intervention in the Middle East, meddling in people's business.
That's what Osama bin Laden said.
That's what he said.
It didn't have to do with
Osama
our culture.
Osama bin Laden is the half-brother of the guy who's currently the king in Saudi Arabia. We're supporting a king, everybody. We fought a war against one a couple hundred years ago, but forget that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the half-brother. I'll bet you Osama bin Laden, this was before his father died, King Hassan currently, King Fahd died, I bet he wanted to be king. And I'll bet you that he knew that he couldn't be king with the United States poking around over there. So he said, I'll get the United States out, I'll scare them out, and I'll do that by attacking civilians that had nothing to do with it.
And, of course, the way he recruited people, and I've tried to tell this to the typical Republicans out there, the way he recruited people for 9/11 has nothing to do with what Sarah Palin said to Charlie Gibson, that there's a group of people out there who just hate us. Well, there are a lot of people who hate us.
We're giving them credence.
Sarah,
you cannot fight a war without killing innocent people. That's what they call collateral damage.
And any factual analysis will show you the way that Osama bin Laden recruited people to kill the American civilians who were killed. And we're not talking about imagined people in the future that you worry about. That what happened and how it was perpetrated was he used our presence in the Middle East, the foreign policy of the United States government presence in the Middle East, not my presence.
Right. And the other thing that I think about on 9/11 is I think about who won. Did the terrorists who supposedly want to take our freedom away, because I really don't believe that terrorists, that the vast majority of them want to, you know, hate America, Coca-Cola, Britney Spears, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think there are those people out there, but I think that most of them just hate America the way the government is, you know, using its military to push its weight around the world, especially in the Middle East. And they, who won? You know, did the terrorists who want to take our freedom away win? Or did, the United States, all stand together, united.
Yeah.
Did the United States win?
Clearly, to me, if you look at, especially bringing back around to this very thought of the 7th anniversary and what the presidential candidates did, it seems to me that if they wanted to further us along towards a police state in the United States to destroy the system of governance that the Founding Fathers gave us, the idea of federalism, individual liberty protected to a certain extent under the federalist structure, the terrorists really outfoxed all those guys because they're buying right into their plans. And this is a message for conservatives, folks. If you look at the course of things since 9/11, do you think that you've gotten closer or further away from the things that you feared? Oh, I don't know, say the mark of the beast for the evangelicals out there, national ID card, beware of the foreigners because we've got to keep them out. Oh, by the way, if anybody thinks the United States government's activities were the things that have prevented further al-Qaeda attacks, I highly doubt it. I think that if al-Qaeda wanted to get us now, they could. And yet we have the presidential candidate saying, we need to serve our country more. We need to have a bigger police state.
800-259-9231. You know, I'm of the same opinion. The 9/11 commission that met said that the United States got a D as far as protecting its citizens currently. Like right then, now that was several years after 9/11, that they were getting a D. So the idea that somehow we've prevented any kind of future terrorist attacks after 9/11, to me, doesn't hold water because the 9/11 commission said that we were performing poorly.
But Mark, this goes right into what George Orwell warned us against, perpetual war. The idea of, and I think this is where we've gone. You look at John McCain's speech. Okay, let's take it in sequence over the past couple weeks.
Orwell would have been considered a conservative at his time, by the way, but I think conservatism has morphed into this sort of jingoist nationalist thing. They're not so concerned about small government like they used to be. Oh, sure, we want small government when it comes to taking care of poor people, but we don't want small government when it comes to perpetual war.
Well, you know what's fascinating is 1984 is one of the greatest books against fascism / collectivism / socialism / communism, and they're all on the same side of the coin. You either have individual liberty or you have the state taking over for fascistic reasons based on a national pride and things like that, or for communistic socialistic reasons based on class. The process is the same. The government takes over or regulates private businesses to such an extent that they have no freedom, and the individual is subsumed beneath the mass collective. And this is where I'd love to go with this, Mark. And I think that if you look at what we have been doing since 9/11 under our government and the way the government has grown, whether it's through the expansion of FISA, through the lifting of habeas corpus, through the Patriot Act.
Posse comitatus has been eliminated.
Absolutely.
They can now operate the United States military inside the borders of the United States.
Brilliant point.
As a matter of fact, they did so during Hurricane Katrina. They had National Guardsmen and military guys going house to house confiscating people's guns.
Absolutely. And I think people have got to wake up and realize that if you're a patriotic person and you're rooting for America, in quotes, and you're seeing John McCain talking about how we have to serve America. I'm no longer my own man. I'm an American. The America you might be serving today is not the one the founders created.
1-800-259-9231. Please call in and tell us how crazy we are at this, you know, 7th anniversary of September 11th. That's 1-800-259-9231. Mark and Gardner with you.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Branding is a hot topic these days. A great brand can't be bought. It can only be earned through ingenuity and hard work. Done right, a good brand is priceless. An Encore brand, whether personal or organizational, demonstrates a great deal about the person or the company. It tells us about commitment, professionalism, skills, values, and character. All of these are essential to one's performance. People not only recognize a remarkable performance when it occurs, but also the performer himself. Always be thinking about what your own performance looks like in your career and personal life, because each one of us has complete control over what we do to keep our fans coming back for more. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
$1-800-259-9231.
1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live here, live on a Saturday night with Mark with you.
And Gar.
And while you're listening to the show, you can go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for us in the podcast polls. We're number one currently, but certainly you can't be too far in those polls. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, that's 600, to start your free trial of WebEx today. That's WebEx.com, enter promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx today.
Sounds good.
Well, it's a show about your calls, and it looks like we got some calls here. Doug in Tampa. Doug, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Doug.
How you guys doing?
Well,
hey, I was just listening to your show, and you guys seem pretty knowledgeable. I'm 39 years old, and my life really hasn't changed 10 years before, 10 years after September 11th. I'm still doing the same old stuff, nothing spectacular. However, I do feel a little bit safer now that the government has, I don't know, thwarted is the right term, but prevented any more attacks on U.S. soil. And, everything that goes on overseas, especially in Israel, of course we're going to get people over there that hate us. Obviously, we got to drop bombs every now and then to keep people in check. And if somebody dropped a bomb on my family, you can bet that, I'm going to be a terrorist at some future state trying to get some sort of retribution for the attack on me. But, that kind of comes with being the global cop that we are.
Well, how did we get I guess I'm looking at this from a rights theory sort of standpoint. How did we get the right to tell other people how to run their countries?
Well, I can sympathize with that theory, but when you're looking at stuff in a global atmosphere, you can't have one country try and impose its will on somebody else. When you've got everything stems around Israel, when you've got four, five, six different countries trying to take out a whole country that we created back in 1944, 55, whenever we created Israel, which would destabilize the whole region, you got to pick a side.
Destabilization is one of those buzzwords, I feel like, for people that want to grow the size of government. Well, we're destabilized. We must send in bureaucrats, and if we need to, we'll send in bureaucrats with guns. I don't like those buzzwords. I like to talk about the issues as they really are. And I am of the opinion that Israel's responsible for Israel's future, and the United States responsible for the United States' future.
Well,
and those Middle East countries, they're responsible for their own. And I think that Israel's held in check personally by the United States. I think they could handle their position in the Middle East just fine.
You know what? You're absolutely right on that. We are holding Israel in check, because guarantee you, they will not pull any punches about dropping a nuke on four or five different countries over there. So you're right. We are keeping them in check. And if we let them off the hook, they're attacked again, I guarantee you they will not have any issues dropping nukes on people that are threatening their lives.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they do as far as dropping nukes. I hope nobody ever drops any nukes again. I think
I agree
that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were terrible, terrible things, and I don't want to live in a world where bombs are, nuclear bombs are getting dropped on people. But I think that if they do decide to do that, they need that way. Israel needs to handle the repercussions of having done such an act.
The whole world will reap those repercussions. The whole world. So we are in effect.
Do you mean
keeping Israel in check by helping to defend and stabilize that region? And unfortunately for us, it's all coming back on us, and we're getting,
How is the whole world going to reap the problems of Israel dropping nuclear weapons, if assuming they did such a thing? I don't know that they would.
Well, I mean, you've got China, you've got North Korea, you've got Russia, all with vested interest in the Middle East.
The bad guys.
We've got vested interest in the Middle East. You got Pakistan, which is a nuclear country, India, which is a nuclear country.
The Middle Eastern countries themselves and the companies that are there, they sell products and services to other countries and other businesses. I have a vested interest in the grocery store that I go to on a weekly basis. Do you think I should stand outside with a gun and shoot people I don't like?
No. Right.
No, see, that's and absolutely. And we should do business with these countries.
I agree.
And not just go in and you know, stand guard over the dictators that happen to be in control.
There's a marked difference between a vested interest and national security, a threat to the United States Constitution or the people living under the underneath the dominance of the United States government. A vested interest, I had a conversation with a radio host one time, and I said, so let's say that people in South Yemen don't want to sell us some of the incredibly important minerals that are necessary for some of our military hardware and other things and high technology in the United States. Does that give the United States government the okay to go in and invade? And clearly it doesn't. If someone doesn't want to sell to you, it doesn't give you permission to go in and invade. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people think that we have a vested interest there and therefore it's a national security interest. Ever since our ties with Israel became stronger to try to fight communism, I think people have walked along that path a little bit too much, and they need to reassess this, because by continuing to stay in the Middle East for all of these reasons that we've stated, either to try to keep Israel in check so they don't go crazy in their defense and cause all sorts of repercussions, we're tying ourselves in there closely, more and more closely, and of course we're losing our liberties, we're losing our finances, going into fighting more and more wars all over the place, and I think it's a bad idea.
Well, let's use that same example of grocery store. Let's say you are doing business at that grocery store, and you're pretty friendly with the owner, but he's taking on a partner, and part of that partner is attacking your friends or family in the neighborhood. You know, but you still want to do business in there, but because of this other partner that he's gotten on, he's attacking friends and family. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, if he's attacking my friends and my family, believe me, if he's attacking my family, he's going to be dealing with the repercussions. But, I'm armed, man. I'm going to take care of that guy. But I don't think that it doesn't work the same way with a nation, because this is a nation of 300 million people, and some of them are Islamic, some of them are Jewish, some of them are just plain old white bread folks like me, and to take the tax money of some of these people and to just decide what the foreign policy is going to be out of hand. I'm kind of with Thomas Jefferson when he said that we should have trade and commerce with all nations, but entangling alliances with none.
Right.
And I'm of the opinion that those 131 nations that we have troops in and over 700 military bases outside of the United States, I kind of think those are tangling alliances.
Well, you guys are very knowledgeable. This is actually the first time that I've actually heard your show, and I'm actually pretty impressed. I always like hearing the other side.
That's a great call.
I wish that I was the other side, because then people often smear me with a term liberal, but I believe in liberty. I believe that I believe in the concepts of the founding fathers. I believe that every man is free, and it's only governments that take away those freedoms. And I believe in small government. I don't believe in taking care of poor people because they can't take care of themselves or whatever it is that the liberal standpoint is. So. Just want to clear that up, Doug.
And especially, I just want to mention, tying in with what Mark said, since no one has a claim on my neighbor or the fruits of my neighbor's labor, I certainly shouldn't be saying that this particular country is more important than that particular country, and therefore I'm going to forcibly take my neighbor's money to go fight a war, or take my neighbor's son and go fight a war with it. That's sort of my standpoint.
800-259-9231. Your calls about 9/11 or whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live with Gardner and Mark.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, coming to you live on Saturday night. It's Mark with you.
And Garg with you.
Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to tell you to go to shrine.freetalklive.com and check out all the Shrine of Female listeners there. Lots of ladies that have proven that they listen to the show. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And I've been taking this vitamin supplement, dietary supplement kind of thing called the Dexy 20. Been taking it for about 6 weeks now, and I have lost more than 5 pounds, and I'm excited about it. I can tell that it makes that it causes me to eat less. It's an appetite suppressant, but the thing about it is it doesn't make you weird like most of those diet pills do. You know how they have all the stimulants in them, and you freak out
stuff. Yeah,
it doesn't have that.
So it's just a vitamin combination that reduces
it's,
your
actually
interest.
It's some kind of cactus from India, Cataluma or something like that. But it's working, and you can get Dexy 20 at most drugstores. You can get it at Walgreens, GNC. You can get it at CVS, and you can also get it at diet.freetalklive.com. That's Dexy 20. Okay, let's get back into some of these calls we have here.
Yeah, it seems to have inspired some controversy talking about how much we're sacrificing since 9/11, aren't we, Mark?
I just want to discuss the issues with people, and from an educated standpoint, critical thinking, that's what I like. So let's talk to Rick in Tampa, calling on WFR.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good program.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about 9/11 and know, how it affected me personally, and it has changed a lot of things, you know, since I'm actually in the airline industry, so you know, it affected a lot of people there in negative ways.
Congratulations on surviving, despite the fact the United States government has done virtually everything that they can to wipe you guys out.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something? Yeah, it was McCain that called all the United pilots a bunch of cowards for asking for a pay raise.
Yes.
So, yeah, but that's beside the point. Anyways, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, at the very beginning of the program, you said something about subsonic rounds or something from pilots carrying guns or something like that.
I just said that if airlines were free to allow people to, you know, bring guns onto airplanes, which I'm sure they're not. I bet the TSA wouldn't like that at all. If airlines were free to say that that was so, that I would stipulate as an airline that they only, you know, use subsonic rounds in their guns in order to not. Less likely to pierce the
ball. That was all contingent on the point that Ron Paul made, which I thought was incredibly valid from any logical or philosophical standpoint, that you have a right to defend yourself, and only if you voluntarily give up that right should you somehow be disarmed. So if you want to work with an airline and an airline wants to allow guns on the plane, it's their policy. You're free to contract them with them or not. But right now we're not, because regulations are stepping on what are supposedly sacred rights as enshrined in the Constitution. I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you to a point there. You know, it's surprising how many people that actually do carry guns on airplanes these days. All federal law enforcement officers are 24/7 on duty, and they're all authorized to carry firearms on airplanes. Now, none of the passengers are going to know, hopefully, who these people are sitting there. In addition to that, you have, you know, federal air marshals, of course, which are always undercover. And then you have federal flight deck officers, which are armed pilots.
And, you know, Rick, you know what gets my goat, if I had a goat? Since 9/11, you know, we've had this incredible expansion of the federal powers, the very powers that they already had and they didn't use properly to save 3,000 people. So then they say, hey, we screwed up. Give us more power. And then what happens? Well, they bring in unionized employees at the TSA who are forcibly making women rip piercings from their chests, out of their chest, bleeding and so on. And then you get studies from people like ABC News.
It's driving down air traffic. From what I understand, domestic passenger travels down almost 20%.
Well, certainly
and international
not pleasant.
Travels down over 20%.
There's a ripple effect. You get things like ABC News, where they study out in California. One airport actually has privatized security. For some reason, I don't know how they do it. They've got like 90-some percent of the bombs that the bomb-like substances that ABC tried to put through, they catch. The other side of it, 76% they don't. Exactly. Then you have things like the delays in the airlines, and all of these politicians blame delayed flights on the airlines, and they say, well, we need an airline passenger's bill of rights. So the airlines will be fined if they are over a certain amount late or if they keep people on the tarmac for a certain period of time. In the meantime, they can't get people on their planes because there aren't enough TSA people in the government security systems to be able to get them out to the planes. So you guys in the airlines are seen as the bad guys when the government is mucking up the whole works.
Right. Well, that's exactly true. The airlines are the most regulated industry and absolutely the most taxed industry in the entire world. You know, I think the tax burden on an airline is something like 25% of your ticket. You know, it's unbelievable.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's really close to being accurate.
I would bet it would be more.
Yeah, well, maybe now, you know, with you know, the extra add-ons with TSA.
You're probably just talking about the taxes the airline pays, you know, as an airline. But when you think about all of its employees and the taxes they have to pay for, you know, insuring the employees as far as, you know, unemployment insurance and workers' comp and all those other taxes that go in as far as payments, I would imagine it's more. But
it's huge. Yeah.
Taxes trickle down to the consumer.
Yeah.
They have to pass it along or they don't make money like they are now. Yeah.
Rick, let me ask you a quick question. You know, I did some quick study of the way that the federal government took over the airlines, which started in the 1920s with the United States Postal Service. They had lighted air routes before they used radar. So they would look at these poles every few miles and they'd use VFR. And then after that, Roosevelt got heavily involved and he started to hand out huge amounts of money to politicians who would support him. And all of a sudden, these airports started sprouting up in these weird places. And then they started to regulate the routes. Now they regulate security, and it's incredible to think that they've got the audacity to tell me that if I were to work privately to get them out of the way, to work in a constitutional fashion to stop the federal government from doing this sort of thing, just because they say the planes go over state borders, they've got an excuse to regulate. It's bogus. If I were to do something privately with a private airline, I don't have the power to be able to do that because they've got to protect me. They failed. They already failed. And also, someone mentioned before that the federal government has done so many things to stop terrorism, our earlier caller. If you actually look at those things that have happened, the guys they nailed for trying to bring down a building in Chicago, they found them in Florida, they had to let them go. They couldn't prosecute those guys. The guys for the military base in New Jersey, they weren't aligned with Al-Qaeda. All these types of things. Do you think that the government is really protecting us anymore now after 9/11? Or do you think that it's just because, I think it's because the terrorists have decided that they haven't been inclined to nail us in a big way, or maybe they're involved in Iraq?
Yeah, well, you know, I think I agree with about 50% of what you said. I mean, you know, there has been improvements, and it's things that you probably won't see. It's behind the curtains, and you know, things like a lot of it doesn't make any sense, but some of it does. And
were the improvements made by the airlines themselves, or were they made by the federal government?
No, I don't think. Well, the airlines, actually, there has been improvements made by the airlines. For instance, the reinforced cockpit door, it was the airlines that came up with that idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
The second barrier on some of the aircraft. Some aircraft are too small to be able to do that with, or not, you know, structurally sound in the back where they need to put the second barrier. But if you ever fly on a 767 and you see the pilots come out for their crew meals or to go to the bathroom, right, there's a second barrier that comes up. It's impossible to get through both of those doors to the cockpit, you know.
Yeah, and so, but the federal rules say how pilots can carry their weapons and, you know, how difficult it is, how they have to secure it at certain times. And there was a discharge a couple of months ago because they had to use a trigger lock, which shouldn't have been used on this particular type of weapon. And it's these one-size-fits-all rules that just don't make much sense.
Yeah, I agree. There's always room for improvement, but and there's a lot of things. Boy, I would change if I was in charge of the world, right? But I mean, we have to, there's certain things. Like, for instance, you know, I was all in favor of putting two guns in every cockpit and just giving the guys enough training, give them a code to open it up in case something happens. Well, you can't do that legally. You know, you can't do that legally because, you know, even law enforcement officers have to be trained with an individual gun with an individual an individual serial number.
See, this is what doesn't make any sense to me.
A new serial number, you have to get requalified with it.
That's a silly law, and here's the reason. If there's some guy with a weapon trying to take over the plane, I don't care whether I've been trained with the gun or not. Give me my chance to fight him off with it.
Yeah.
Rick, I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Call in about, talk about whatever you want.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston, online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live coming to you live this Saturday night. It's Mark with you.
And Garn.
And you can give us a call about whatever you want to talk about. We've been sort of talking about 9/11, terrorism, and the presidential candidates, and national service, and all those things combining into one. But you can call in about whatever you'd like to call about. It's 1-800-259-9231, the call-in numbers. And what if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? President Barack Obama? John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, national ID card, what's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And let's get right into the calls, Gardner. You ready?
Absolutely right. I love that hypothetical. What if a socialist became president?
What if the United States government became socialist?
Wow.
I think it's time to move then. Let's take Jason in Minnesota. Jason?
Hello, gentlemen.
How
hey,
are
Jason,
you?
What's up?
Doing fine, thank you. Well, I was calling because I wanted to disagree respectfully in regards to the opening comments regarding what the objective of the terrorists was on 9/11.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not making an assertion that I know what those guys, assuming that those guys
I
are the ones who did it.
I think you said it in a way that maybe reflects a lot of people's thinking that, you know, they did it to change our way of life, to take away our freedoms.
Right. That's supposedly what a lot of the conservatives are saying, that they want to destroy America, which I find quite interesting, or they want to take down our way of life or something. And
so tell us what you think.
It's possible. Who knows? That, you know, I think what we were talking about was if they wanted to get us into a totalitarian state, then they're pushing us that way very easily.
Understood. Well, let's start like this, okay? Number one, they hate, and not only Let's do it this way. They hate Israel most of all.
I'd say that that's pretty roundly.
Okay.
Yeah.
They hate Christians second, and by extension, that means they hate America.
Well, and I think they hate Israel because they felt like it was a piece of land unfairly taken away from Muslims and given to Jews. I don't think that's true.
That can go back all the way to Old Testament days.
That
has been going on forever.
Right, and we could get into a religious conversation, too, as to how much the Quran supports the killing of infidels and things like that, yeah.
Right. But not only do they hate Jews, and not only do they hate Christians, but they hate each other. They fight amongst themselves all the time.
Well, the vast majority of them don't. And the leaders of many, many of these backwater little third world countries like to fight with each other. I mean, look at Africa. I think what you're talking about there is one of the problems of colonialism. If you look at the nations in the world that have straight lines, do you understand what I'm talking about? How Iraq has a bunch of straight lines. It's drawn this funny little shape.
And those are divvied up.
Right. Yeah. If you look at the nations with straight lines, you'll find the nations that have contention, the nations are at war all the time. The ones that have evolved sort of naturally come about, you don't see nearly the problems with.
Well, and so it's white guys getting in chase in Canada from that because that was that was a different situation.
But yeah, you're right. It's been a long time since we fought over the 47th parallel.
Right. Well, the whole thing is it wouldn't matter if it was you or me, our children, our parents, our grandparents, okay? If any one of these people had us in their hands with a gun in our face, not a single one of us would be around for another second.
Well, I guess my question there is, why would we go over and stir up that hornet's nest then? And
well, that's one way of looking at it. I would look at it a different way. You have to confront evil. Now, I know that's been said, and it's been said by several people, but our job is not to understand evil. Our job is not to negotiate with evil. Our job is to get rid of evil.
Well, I would just have to say, go ahead with the because, and I'll answer. I don't want to jump on top of you there.
Okay. Because when the stated objective is to kill Americans, there's no negotiating point. Okay, is it okay? Will you be satisfied if you take 10% of us or 50% of us?
I would just have to say that our job is not, constitutionally, the job of the United States government is not to confront evil. That's flat out. And if you would like to amend the Constitution to say
that's not the direction I'm headed, one of the stated reasons in the Constitution for the federal government is to protect the people.
Don't you think those people that they're referring to are sort of inside the United States?
There's a pretty clear. I know. There's a pretty clear.
I think it would be threats that are foreign and
domestic. And threats to what?
Yes.
Threats to the United States Constitution. So, for example, if we have, let's say a Congress that sends the military out under the command of a president without a declaration of war, which is the only thing that the Constitution provides Congress to do if they want to lead if the president is going to lead the troops, I would say that they are enemies to the Constitution, domestic enemies to the Constitution. Congress would be a domestic enemy.
Our country stands a greater chance of being destroyed from within, of our own doing, than from forces without. We're headed down the path of socialism right now.
We have been
for several years.
Well, we might be running towards the socialist goal point, and I would totally agree with you that we're going to the USSR as quickly as we can. But I would also say that we're running towards the fascist line too. In that, by fascism I don't mean let's gas the Jews kind of fascism. I'm talking about, the United States
Pluralis.
I'm sorry.
The government taking over things, controlling everything, telling you where you can go, what you can't do.
More of what's been happening since 9/11. They've used this excuse more and more. And I thank you for your call. We got a whole bunch to get through.
Yeah, good point.
Jason, I appreciate it. John in Salem.
Hey, John. You there?
Hello.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, let's see. I got a few points. I'll try to get to them real quick because I know we're getting to the top of the hour. This fellow that was talking about the role of government, I think that people all over the world, if they believe in government at all, would say that the very basic role of government, they might go to some other extreme, but if nothing else, unless they're a complete anarchist, they would say the role of government is to protect life, liberty, and property.
Right.
Now, let's go to 9/11. What happened? Some murdering bastards come over and killed a bunch of people. They took life and property. But in order to take liberty, it took an act of Congress, the president, and the courts. So the government of the United States has just raped the Constitution, destroying liberty, which is one of the things that anybody who believes in any government whatsoever would say is the role of government. Why did George W. Bush, the Congress, by the way, folks, everybody likes to point at Bush. Bush did it, inside job, all this. Whatever conspiracy all is, let's not get into that. What was the reaction? Your party, if you're a party person on the Republican side or the Democrat side, all of you people, all of your people, all of your government destroyed liberty. The murdering bastards destroyed life and property, and government is on the track to destroy liberty.
Thank you, John.
Well said.
I appreciate that. Well said. Lou in Florida, listening to WFLA. Lou?
Yes, listen, very quick. I wanted to get to the election.
You're not an FLA. You're listening to
No, I said FTL.
FTL, thank you. I just wanted to get
that. How you doing? Listen, very quickly, before I get to the election question, have either of you guys ever lived in a Muslim country?
I have never lived in a Muslim country. No. I've been to them.
Well, I have. I've lived in a Muslim country for 3 years.
Okay.
And I guarantee you that libertarianism is the biggest threat to these Muslims because they don't believe in any freedom for anyone.
Oh, I would entirely agree that
and they're spreading in Europe very quickly.
Yep.
In fact, if you go to France, I have my sister's friend does a lot of work in Paris.
Yeah.
There are certain neighborhoods in Paris that you cannot even walk around anymore because of the Muslims treat the women like dirt over there.
Do you think those
I've got to say that culturally, I entirely agree with you that they don't understand freedom, and I think we should give them some
They're spreading in Europe, and just remember the Muhammad cartoons, the controversy with the Muhammad cartoons.
I'm with you on that.
When
and you think that they feel like,
listen,
many of them feel like they're second-class citizens because they're not afforded all the rights of citizenship.
Nobody told them to come to Europe. If they don't want to be in Europe, let them go back to their goddamn hellholes in the Middle East.
Lou, do you think that those cultural
cultural
changes are going to present real physical threats and military threats to the United States and other and European nations, Western civilizations in the future?
They wanted to change. Listen, if they want to come to Western Europe or they want to come to America, then they have to adapt to the culture here. If they don't like it, let them go back to their hellholes.
Yeah.
But that's
I'm
not what I call
adapting to culture being the best thing for everybody, and that I'm of the opinion that a culture of freedom that many of the Western nations at least pay lip service to is the best thing for us. But I also think that many of them feel like they're not being treated, afforded that same freedom that many of the white people are, so then they have this backlash, and it drives them further into their culture. Lou, I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live coming back in the next hour with all kinds of calls.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know